Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahuchisate with the evening news. The headlines. Akashvani Kohima organizes workshop on creating a safe workplace for women as part of International Women's Week. Union Minister Shah, SOF launches 4 digital tools and formally unveils census mascots, Pragati and Vikas. Samato District Administration to create 3,000 skilled laborers. And stakeholder meets stress on GI registration for traditional crafts and handloom products of Nagaland. Now the news in detail. Akashvani Kohima today organized a workshop on creating a safe workplace for women as part of observance of International Women's Week 2026. Speaking as the resource person, Deputy Legal Aid, Defense Counsel Kejosano Kiki outlined provisions of the Sexual Harassment of Women at Workplace Prevention, Prohibition and Redressal Act 2013, POSH Act. She said the Act mandates all organizations with 10 or more employees to set up internal complaints committees, ICCs, to address cases of workplace harassment, highlighting the role and responsibility of ICCs in ensuring a safe work environment. Ms. Kiki emphasized the role of colleagues in supporting victims. She noted that the lack of complaints does not necessarily mean absence of harassment and encouraged victims to speak out and report incidents to the ICC.
Not ignoring the hope that it will go away, because it never goes away. In fact, it only encourages the perpetrator to commit more and more such offences in workplace when we don't take an action.
Further, Ms. Kiki cautioned against false accusations and called for greater awareness on the issue, particularly in rural areas. She stressed the need for responsible behaviour and developing a mindset to maintaining a safe workplace for all. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today soft launched 4 digital tools and formally unveiled the mascots Pragati and Vikas, symbolizing women and men for Census 2027 in New Delhi. The tools include the House Listing Block Creator web application, the HLO mobile application, the self-enumeration portal and the Census Management and Monitoring System portal. The Home Ministry said that the Center for Development of Advanced Computing has developed advanced digital platforms to facilitate enumeration operations across the country. The central government notified its intent to conduct Census 2027 through a Gazette notification on 16 June last year, formally commencing the census process. The ministry said that Census 2027 will be conducted in 2 phases and it is the world's largest census exercise. It highlighted that for the first time, the census will be conducted digitally and the option of self-enumeration will be available. The Samato District Administration, in collaboration with the Department of Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, today organized a blacksmith training program with ZIS as training partner at the District Cultural Hall. EAC Samator Mekato J.I.A. said the administration aims to create 3,000 skilled laborers in the district and urged trainees to value the opportunity and utilize their existing skills instead of waiting for tools. Highlighting Shamator's reputation for quality dows and spades, he urged participants to expand the craft's potential for livelihood and the local economy. A stakeholder meeting on geographical indication GI initiatives for traditional crafts and handloom products of Nagaland was held today at the conference hall of the Nagaland Handloom and Handicraft Development Corporation, Dimapur. It was organized by the Northeastern Handicrafts and Handlooms Development Corporation Limited, a Government of India enterprise in collaboration with the Donor Ministry. We have a report.
The initiative aimed to identify, document and facilitate the filing of GI applications for traditional crafts and handloom products of Nagaland. Officials informed that a total of 24 products from Nagaland have been identified for GI registration. During the meeting, several potential GI products from different tribes of Nagaland were highlighted, including Pochuri Textile and Shawl, Zeliang Textile, Sumi Shawl and Textile, Ao Textile, Antikir Jewelry and Textile. Onulu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Nagaland Public Service Commission, NPSC, today declared the results of Combined Technical Services Examination 2025, NPSC Secretary Nung Sang Minla A. Imchin informed that the details can be accessed from the Commission's website at www.npsc.naglin.gov.in and also from its official notice board. This is Akishvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Naga Students Federation, NSF, today expressed strong displeasure over the statement made by Tumjan Imna Along, legislator of the BJP, regarding the recitation of Vande Mataram in the Nagaland Legislative Assembly, NLA. In a press statement, the Federation said it was regrettable that Along continued to justify the move despite the NSF's earlier opposition issued on February 20. The Federation reiterated its objection to directives from the Ministry of Home Affairs that Vande Mataram be played or sung before the national anthem during certain official functions and the reported move to extend such directives to educational institutions. And now we have a report.
Naga Students Federation maintained that Vande Mataram carries religious connotations and that enforcing or institutionalizing its recitation in the State Assembly or public institutions would violate the spirit of Article 371A of the Constitution, which protects the religious and social practices of the Naga people. The Federation also criticized Mr. Along for defending the move, alleging that such a stance undermines the identity, faith and rights of the Naga people, further stating that the NLA must remain sensitive to the unique social-religious context of the state. The NSF questioned the need to refer the matter to a select committee when the issue already contravenes the safeguards under Article 371A. Onnalu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Federation further warned against any attempt to introduce or play Vande Mataram in institutions across the state, including administrative and educational institutions such as Nagaland University, and directed its federating units to remain vigilant. The district-level Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament 2026 was held at Zunheboto Government College today under the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports with the theme 50 Years of Emergency – Lessons for Indian Democracy. Special guest Y. Mugahu Jimo, Senior SDEO, highlighted that democracy is fragile and depends on safeguarding freedoms, strong institutions and active citizen participation. He reminded youth that the emergency period underscores the need for vigilance and constitutional values. Special invitee Kakihu Achumi, Councillor of Zunheboto Town Council, spoke on Viksit Bharat 2047, urging youth to promote innovation, preserve culture and contribute to inclusive development. In the Youth Parliament competition, Veto S. Achumi won first place, followed by Mugaka Chishi and Isakali G. Yepto. Now on to sports. In cricket, Nagaland defeated Arunachal Pradesh by 6 wickets in today's Women's Under-23 One-Day Trophy plate match in Chandigarh. After winning the toss, Nagaland chose to field and bolt Arunachal Pradesh out for 99 runs. In reply, Nagaland Eves successfully chased the target to seal the victory in 27 overs. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India is facing England in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai now. The match started at 7 p.m. The winner of today's match will face New Zealand in the finals on Sunday at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And the stage is set for the 30th Naga Traditional Wrestling Championship, along with the first NWA Under-15 Championship and first NWA Provisional Championship come first wrestling festival, to be organized by the Nagaland Wrestling Association NWA at Kuchejie Local Ground Kohima on March 6 and 7. The championship is being powered by the Ministry of Tourism and the Department of Tourism. The first Provisional Naga Traditional Wrestling Championship will be held tomorrow. It will feature 8 wrestlers each from 6 provisional units of the NWA: Lotha, Sumi, Puchuri, Rengma, Chang and Sungtam. The Under-15 category will also take place on the same day with 8 wrestlers each from 3 affiliated units of the NWA: Angami, Chakisang and Ziliang. The main championship scheduled for Saturday will have top 18 wrestlers each from the three NWA units. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Akashvani Kohima organizes workshop on creating a safe workplace for women as part of International Women's Week. Union Minister Shah soft launches 4 digital tools and formally unveils census mascots, Pragati and Vikas. Shamato District Administration to create 3,000 skilled laborers. And stakeholder meets rests on GI registration for traditional crafts and handloom products of Naglim. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.